This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The escalation of violence in Myanmar has authorities cracked down on protests against the February 1st coup, and it's adding to pressure for more sanctions against the junta. But countries are struggling over how to best confront military leaders inured to the global condemnation. The challenge is complicated by fears of harming ordinary citizens who are already suffering from an economic slump worsened by the pandemic. The past sanctions have limited impact, and Myanmar's neighbors, its biggest trading partners, have sought to avoid them. But activists and experts say there are ways to ramp up pressure on the regime, especially by cutting off sources of funding and access to the tools of repression. Pope Francis walked through a narrow alley in Iraq's holy city of Najaf for a historic meeting with the country's top Shiite clerics Saturday. And together, they delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence in the country still reeling from back-to-back conflicts over the past decade. In a gesture both simple and profound, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani welcomed Francis into his Spartan home. The 90-year-old cleric, one of the most eminent among Shiites worldwide, afterwards said Christians should live in peace in Iraq and enjoy the same rights as other Iraqis. The Vatican said Francis thanked al-Sistani for having raised his voice in defense of the weakest and most persecuted during some of the most violent times in Iraq's recent history. Again, Pope Francis meeting with the cleric Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani in his home in Iraq via This Is VOA News. In a camp at the U.S.-Mexico border, some asylum seekers were told by officials that the U.S. government may reopen their cases and they would then eventually be able to enter the U.S. to wait out the asylum process. The new opening for people previously denied came as Mexican authorities worked to close the improvised camp along the banks of the Rio Grande across from Brownsville, Texas, that has housed the thousands of asylum seekers over the more than 2 years it existed. Late Friday night, an official with Mexico's Foreign Affairs Ministry said via Twitter that the last asylum seekers, with active cases from the camp, had been processed and the camp was closed. Others with closed asylum cases who were told their cases would be reopened were urged to move to a shelter. But about 50 had still remained in the camp Saturday until they were finally moved to a shelter and the camp closed later in the day. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security did not respond to requests for comment Friday and Saturday. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan won a vote of confidence from Parliament Saturday in a session marked by an opposition boycott of the vote and clashes between government supporters and the opposition leaders outside the Parliament building. Khan was able to secure 178 votes, more than the 172 required. The former international cricketer, who became prime minister after the 2018 general election, volunteered to seek Parliament's confidence after the government's finance minister lost a high-profile Senate seat vote earlier in the week. Opposition parties boycotted the session, saying the Senate defeat was enough to show that Khan no longer enjoyed the confidence of the House. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi called on Saturday for a binding deal by the summer on the operation of a giant Ethiopian hydropower dam. He was making his first visit to neighboring Sudan since the 2019 overthrow of Omar al-Bashir. Egypt has also signaled support for Sudan in a dispute with Ethiopia over an area on the border between the two countries where there have been recently armed skirmishes. Both Egypt and Sudan lie downstream from the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, or GERD, which is crucial to the economic development. Ethiopia, which says it has every right to use Nile waters long exploited by Egypt, started filling the reservoir behind the dam last summer after Egypt and Sudan failed to secure a legally binding agreement on how the dam will be operated. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.